When will I know that I have found the right path? I'm searching, but I don't know for what.
The whole world, we all are searching. One is searching something, another is searching something. It is very well possible that somebody is searching, other person is searching something else. Now how to decide and how to find that we are on the right path? The right path. When we close ourselves for ourselves inside, when we touch our soul, which is the purest in us, when we realize the entity of the God inside, the divine inside, the spiritual rhythm inside, once we start feeling by conviction that there is God and we are the part of that, like the sun and the ray. Sun and the ray both are one. Symbolically, sun as a God, ray as we are all. So everything is one. And how to know we are on the path? First we have to touch our own soul, which is purest in us. When we go out of our with the mind, when the mind goes out, all the time busy other things, then with the mind they lose the balance. And once the mind loses the balance, all the system of the mental body, physical body, astral body, ether body and spiritual body gets distracted from the meditation. And this meditation is going on. Since when we took birth, it is there. So, how to find we are on the right path? Once we start looking upon the food habits, drinking habits, and contemplating on meditation, mantras, and we can experience this ecstasy, peace, rest inside us. Once we start feeling this celestial poise, once we start feeling that the nectar is flowing again, flowing from the 10th gate, from the crown chakra, from the head, and more rest and peace is coming, then we can think we are on the right path. And then we can realize that we find the right path. To achieve this, to get this realization, meditation and seva is very important. Seva, selfless service. Service to the humanity with humility. It is not difficult. Just concentrate, contemplate, meditate on the Naam, the Shabad, the Divine Sound, and then you start feeling also the unstruck melody of the sound current. Once you start feeling that, it goes with the vibrations and more cosmic energy start flowing, and the love and the compassion also flows with that. Then you can, for everybody, then we can just talk to everything. Then we feel the oneness with everything. Then we feel oneness with the animal kingdom, birds, animals, mountains, rivers, earth energy, cosmic energy, everything becomes one. And these vibrations, once we start feeling these vibrations, then more connection to the everything, and then oneness can be achieved. And once it is achieved, that is the right path. Path without duality. It's not only topic to talk and to philosophical things. It has to be contemplated. Concentration, contemplation, meditation. Day and night meditations are going on in the world, day and night. So all these things bring peace, happiness inside. And this happiness is our birthright. Once we start feeling this happiness, and it is a permanent happiness, everything is good, but is limited. Once the mind gets in tune with the Naam, with the Naam name of the Lord, then special currents start flowing and then brings a permanent happiness. So we have to practice. Once we start practicing this, then we are on the path. Helping others, helping the needy, with love, with compassion, without ego, without duality, that is the right path. God bless.